Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, and what a spotlight we're going to put on the Southwest for this next 30 minutes. I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and I thank you for listening and for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. And a big thanks to one of our partners, the Fairfax Companies, for their support of the Mrs. Green's World mission and vision. They've been with us from day one. Please visit them at thefairfaxcompanies.com to find out more about them and about all of their great work in and around the Southwest. So today is our moment of truce, and I'm sure you are all curious about just what that means, and find out we shall. Joining me for the next 30 minutes is Diane Pert, principal and visionary for Truce. Truce provides cleaning products, personal care products, and pet care products that are toxin-free, use essential oils, are cruelty-free, child safe, non-GMO, and are made in the United States. And there's so much more. They work. Diane, I am so glad you're here. I'm so glad we finally made this happen. And let's just blow this out of the water, because, or whatever that expression is, because you know how much I respect this mission and vision and the impact you're making on the planet. So thanks for being here with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. What fun. I've been looking forward to this.
I know. It always makes me think of that song. I'm so excited, I just can't hide it. But I'm not going to sing, so don't worry about it. It's like, that's going to be a story for another day. So let's get started, because I have so many questions, and I want our listeners to hear and learn and then act. Let's go with a bit of your background and how Truce came about in the first place about 10 years ago.
Sure. I'm trained as an ecologist, so issues of the environment are very, very important to me. Are you there?
I'm here.
I gotcha. And I finished with my degree in ecology, botany, and I thought, what am I going to do? The first thing I did was study permaculture. Then a friend of mine said, you know, she started her own cleaning company, and she said I was getting sick. And so I made these products, and I didn't even know her then. She gave me these products as a birthday present. And I thought, how many people give you cleaning products for, you know, your birthday? And I said, thank you so much. And I promptly filed them, because I don't like cleaning. And when I did get them out, it was like some kind of miracle. I had tried every green product on the market. This one worked. And I said, you know, we've got to do something about this. So the idea was, let's take it to market and let's see what happens. So we went to our local farmer's market. There we are with our little products. And we thought, we'll find out. And sure enough, that was it. Our first customer came screaming back the next week, and we thought, oh, my God, what's going on? And he came over, and he said, I just want you to know, I've been making my own cleaning products forever, and your products are better, and your packaging is cuter.
Wow.
So we knew we had something.
And I had no idea about that part of the story. As much time as we spent together, it's like it all began in a farmer's market. That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Farmers markets are amazing incubators for small businesses, but we learned rather quickly being 3 years, right, that people don't come to farmers market to buy cleaning products. They do come to support their local community, and our products last a long time, so it wasn't like they were buying them every week. We weren't tomatoes. We weren't, you know.
Right.
So it was not the best long-term venue for us, but at the end of the first year, Whole Foods was under a mandate at that time to support local producers, because they were almost a monopoly in the natural food world, which they're not anymore. And so Whole Foods came and got us at the end of the year and said, come along. People would ask us for years afterwards, how did you get into Whole Foods?
No kidding.
They came and got us.
I don't think I've ever heard that story of anybody that's gotten in Whole Foods. It's really a lot of door knocking, and rarely do they come and find you. So that's another thing I didn't know. How is it that we talk about so much and I didn't know that? But that's good to know.
We've been in Whole Foods for like nine, almost 10 years now. Not as thoroughly as we would like to be. They're going through a lot of changes too, but we're now in Sprouts as well. Because they're starting to support local. We're in all the Sprouts stores in Arizona.
Well, that's another really good plus, okay?
Yeah, we're loving our relationship with Sprouts.
Love that store.
Yeah.
And so before we go into the actual products you sell, which I want to, it really impresses me about your core values. It's one of the aspects of your company that actually impresses me the most, because I call it the place from which you come. And that influences everything you do at Truce. So what are their core values, and how do they help, you know, kind of set you apart from what I feel most cleaning product companies are?
I think, in a way, and this may sound a little cornball, but it kind of comes from the heart. I heard a comment in a graduate seminar when the professor said the average American householder applies chemicals at five times the rate of agribusiness. That stayed with me, and I thought, that's terrible. Looking around, seeing more and more illnesses beginning to manifest, now it's becoming quite well known that these chemicals are harming us. The Roundups, the GMOs, all these things, they're harming us. And I began noticing that women with babies, new moms, were really concerned. They really wanted help. And so I began reading blogs, and I began realizing, what can we do? And at that same time, one of those perfect storms, I was given these products, and I thought, this is what these women are looking for. This is what they want. They want something safe that they can clean the changing table with and not cause a skin reaction on their child. So that's kind of how it started. So it came from the heart. I want people to get harmful chemicals out of their house. It's not good for them. It's really bad for babies. It's really dangerous for pets. We don't need them.
And, you know, we'll talk about pets, but it's another thing where they have all kinds of maladies that they never had 10 years ago, or maybe 15 years, maybe 20, but it's so true. So you care about health. Your company has an incredible amount of integrity.
That's our number one value, is health. We want people to be healthy.
And do it with integrity. There's no question about that in my mind. And you keep growing and evolving, so you value wisdom. Is that a core value, safe to say?
Wisdom, absolutely. Constant learning. If you're not constant learning, what are you doing? We value transparency. We value our traditions. Our traditions as women, our traditions as Americans, our traditions as families, you know, and they didn't include chemicals.
And I think it's impressive that you have it on your website, because we're doing a lot of rebranding with Mrs. Green's World in the weeks and months to come, and a new website that's going to be coming up. And one of my friends who's helping us said, well, what, I didn't see your core values on the website. And that hurt. Like, it's ouch. How did we forget that? And you have them. And that, you know, if you want to know about this company, go to the Truth website and find out about what they value, and, you know your cleaning product vendor. So, and then talk a little bit about service, because you care about that.
We care very much about that. We care very much about, obviously, children. We work with the Arizona Children's Clinic. We work with Phoenix Children's Hospital. And we work with Lost Our Home Pet Foundation. We support dogs and cats and our other denizens of the planet finding their forever home in these really, really confusing times. We have a huge, very strong community commitment. We are founding members of Local First Arizona. We've been Local First Arizona since day one. We proudly have on our bottle, Tempe, Arizona. We are made in the USA, and we can put that on our bottles. You have to have over 85% of your product. We are 92.
Wow. I mean, you just don't even find that.
I know, and it's important to us that people know this is an American product. We are, you know, we're from Arizona. We're Arizona proud and American.
And I love it. And also, when your core values, it's like, have fun. And I can attest to that, because we cannot forget, in this very challenging world, for me anyway, right now, have fun. You got to remember to have fun. It's food
if
for
it
the soul.
Fun, you might want to ask why you're doing it.
Yeah, it's
you're
true.
Not joy. Somehow joy has to be in there.
Yep. It really, really does. And I had a conversation with my friend Tim from Russet Southwest this morning, speaking of some company that's dedicated. They're an HVAC company, and they are going after upper respiratory disease that are caused by things in your home big time.
Right.
And that's what we were talking about. I told him I worked yesterday doing 10 hours of work on a proposal review for the U of A. And he goes, yeah, but you love what you do. And I said, you're right. It didn't even feel like work. So that's fun.
No.
So let's talk about the products and what sets them apart from other commercially available products. Talk a little bit about what you really sell.
What we really sell, besides our strong commitment to your health, is peace of mind. You don't have to worry that anything in our products is going to hurt you. I have accidentally sprayed our all-purpose cleaner on my toothbrush. No problem. No problem. We had a guy come and buy our scouring powder, and he buffed his teeth with it. I do that with cleaning products all the time. I said, we ought to read the label first. There's nothing in ours that's going to hurt you, but, I mean, you might want to think about that.
I didn't think of those applications, quite frankly.
We're committed to those ingredients that, honestly, your grandmother used to use. You know, before the Second World War, and all the guys came out of the war, right? They came out, all the propaganda machines, the war was over. Petrochemicals, where are they going to go? The guys went to Madison Avenue. The petrochemicals went out into agribusiness, and we wound up with Raid. We wound up with products being sold to us by television for the first time on soap operas. All the things that women used to use to clean, all of a sudden you had to have the new Tide, you had to have the new products. And they are harming us. They're hurting us.
And let's not even get started. We're going to talk about True's products, not about all the things that are so bad in the other products.
What we've done is we've just taken a step back and said, what are some of the traditional things? Candace got sick in her cleaning business from the commercial products, so she made her own.
Right.
And her own contained safe ingredients. And I was like, oh, my God. And furthermore, they work. She is a perfectionist. They had to work. She was getting money from people to clean their houses, and she was committed to it, and it worked. And so we use all the basics that women used to use. We use salt. We use olive oil. We use vinegar. You know, these are not new ingredients. We use hydrogen peroxide. We use oxygen bleach, which is hydrogen peroxide with the water evaporated out. We use soda ash. We use all these old-fashioned ingredients because they work and because you don't have to worry about them harming you. That's our commitment. And we don't ship water. There's really not much point in it. Shipping water globally is a huge contributor to greenhouse gases. And when you read the contents on a more traditional, even green cleaning product, number one ingredient is water. Why? It's heavy.
You know. It's heavy. And thank you for bringing that up. That's what I say to people about water bottles. And they say, oh, but I recycle. And I just, you know, if it's an approachable person, I say, that's not it. That's the end game. The beginning game is the manufacturing of the bottle and all the water that takes, and then you put the water in it, and then you have to package it and ship it, and there's a huge carbon footprint and a price that we're all paying for shipping water. It's such a good point.
Right.
But, you know, do you really only need three products to clean your home? And I was thinking that in preparation. So do you need window spray? You know, you look at people that clean. There's something for the floor, something for the windows, something for the tables.
Something to scrub out your sink and your tub.
Right.
Yeah. If you used our scouring powder and our all-purpose cleaner together, you spray the all-purpose cleaner, right? There go my dogs.
Right. As I always say, when people's dogs bark, this is
cleaner.
Mrs. Green's world. We have dogs. It's okay.
And then you sprinkle the scouring powder. It replaces lime away. My husband was always the one who cleaned the bathroom, opening all the windows, putting on the rubber gloves.
So you don't choke, right?
Yeah. And you don't need to do that. You can clean your oven. You can clean your stove. You can clean your tub, toilet. Our three products are all you need. We laugh about the wood cleaner. The wood cleaner is the product we're really most proud of. It's olive oil and distilled white vinegar. And we laugh. You can polish the table, polish your shoes, dress the salad, and soften your skin.
Always. What?
I mean, think about it.
You were just going to throw that little last thing in there and soften your skin.
I mean, what I'm saying is, if these are three products, it's all you need. You don't need, here's a special boys' room cleaner. Here's a special chrome cleaner. You don't need all that. You don't.
And it cleans the toilet bowl. So the scouring powder and the all-purpose cleaner together will get the ring around the bowl out?
Yeah, pretty much. A pumice stone wouldn't hurt.
I mean, really, think about that. Yeah. What's the matter with a little bit old-fashioned elbow grease? And, you know, I had as a, it just blows me away. So the furniture polish, and the thing is, it sounds so simple. It could be a DIY, do-it-yourself. Most people I know don't want, Diane,
this is the product you would make if you had the time and if you had the space to store all the basic ingredients. We've simplified your life. You got three bottles.
And I don't want to do that. That's what I was going to say. I am a person that if anything that starts with DIY, I am not in. There's got to be some initials for that. But I'm not that person. And most women I know aren't. They just want to make it easy, make it quick. And how accessible is it? So let's revisit a little bit. I want to make sure we didn't gloss over it. The child safe, such an important issue. They are safe. And is it because of the simple ingredients that you just mentioned? Salt won't hurt them, olive oil won't, vinegar won't, hydrogen peroxide won't. I mean, my mother used to put that in my ear, for heaven's sake. I didn't swallow it, but there are just so many warnings on bottles of, you know, take your child to the hospital if they swallow this. So why do you have it in your house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. You got to wonder about that. You've got to wonder. We became somehow a nation of germophobes. And they know now that kids raised in rural settings do not have asthma anywhere near the rate of urban kids. We're just way overreacting. Kids need to be exposed to a little dirt, a little germ here and there. Our products are never going to hurt them. They love cleaning, and kids love cleaning. I give these little sample bottles to kids, along with a little compressed sponge, and I tell them, go add water to the sponge, see what happens, and then spray this on. They love cleaning their rooms. They love pouring a little bit in their tennis shoes, getting it clean.
I like that. I personally was not that kid, but I'm sure there are kids out there, and it came through to my adult life, too. It's if I don't ever have to clean again, it's fine, but when I do, I don't want to have to take a deep breath, because I used to clean with ammonia, because my mother did, and she was pretty environmentally friendly, because she used vinegar for the windows and all that stuff, but ammonia, I feel like my lungs are being burned out. So this
ammonia and bleach and Pine Sol.
Bad, bad, bad.
They're
bad.
All asthma triggers. They're yeah. asthma triggers.
Bad, bad, bad. Okay, since the dogs are barking in the background, perfect segue for pets. People really care about their pets. And you have two products, a shampoo and an odor remover, which kind of cracked me up. I know more about the odor remover than I care to. It really did crack me up. So tell us about the pets. Do people get excited that, and do they even think about that what they're putting on their precious pets that they love could be giving them, you know, pancreatic cancer or some of these horrible maladies that pets are getting more and more these days?
And, you know, you think about they send their dog to a commercial groomer. What do they think that groomer's using?
Oh, my gosh.
Like hot spots and scratching and everything. It's like, number one, why are you washing your dog? Dogs have fur. They don't have hair. And we don't need the suds, and neither do they. So our shampoo is in a spray bottle. And what you do, it's so simple. You just get the dog wet. You spray it on, massage it gently in, no fingernails, no gouging, and rinse it out. That's it. Their fur clean. We are, you know... People spend more on their pets. Do you know this nationally? They spend more on their pets than they do on their children.
I do. So I do know that.
You bet they care. Yep. And if you've ever seen a dog that has what we call Swiffer foot, that's where the dog has had a little scratch on its foot and it's walked across a freshly Swiffered floor. Talk about chemicals. And then they begin to lick. Dogs can be extremely neurotic. And they'll begin that neurotic licking on the fur. First thing you know, they have licked all the fur off up to their little wrist, their little ankle. And it's just creepy. They look like monkeys, some kind of weird monkeys.
Swiffer, the quicker picker-upper, you know it's disgusting. I knew as soon as I saw it, it's like there's a toxic chemical sprayed on that, and you're going to put it on your floor and walk on it. Even if you walk on your bare feet.
All over
yeah, and
it.
Babies. I know. It's you and I are on the same tear about this. It's like, come on, people, wake up. Use cleaning products that don't harm you or Mother Earth. And they work. So what about the odor eater? That's what I'm calling
the
it.
Odor
I know
eater.
That's not what it's
odor
called.
Odor eater is amazing. That is, dogs don't like a lot of scent. So we don't have a lot of scent in the shampoo. But when they get their little sleeping area or they do something that's particularly smelly, you put that on, and that odor is going to be neutralized in no time. And a nice secret little use for it, if you have a cat that sprays, if you spray that odor remover where that cat is spraying, that cat is not going to spray there again because cats hate peppermint.
Unbelievable. So that's the secret ingredient. I love it. Cats hate peppermint. I'm writing that down. Uh-huh. I might use that for a hashtag on Twitter when we're promoting the show. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Okay, so pets.
But it does. It gets rid of fish odors in the kitchen. We tell people, don't spray the all-purpose in your tennis shoes, really. Spray the odor remover to get the stinky smell out of a teenage tennis shoe.
It's really a good idea.
Amazing stuff. It's amazing.
So I don't want to make great leaps here, but do you think it's accurate and fair to say that truth is not just about selling a product, but really about having an impact on the environment? The part about using good, healthy products is great, but I think the place from which you come cares deeply about the planet and the people on it. Is that fair to say, or am I in the hyperbole arena?
That's why we don't ship water. That's why we use plastic bottles. Yes, we do. There's nothing out there yet that will replace it that is fully biodegradable in a home composting situation. Our refill bags and some of our laundry bags are. We're very proud of that. But the bottom line is the plastic that we use is PETE. And it's the most readily and desirable of the plastics for recycling. It can be ground down and reblown, and it's marvelous. And we also have refills. If your bottle's not broken, it's just empty, get a refill.
Right, right. Easy to ship. Yep.
Really committed to that. It's like, why are you buying a brand new bottle with a new sprayer and all that? Buy a refill. And that refill, our refills represent 4 refills. Okay, after the 4th time, rinse that bottle out and put it carefully in the recycling. Don't toss it in the trash can.
Please, that's another shocking statistic about how little people recycle.
Really? Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. So let's talk about the, you started the company 10 years ago, and there's a couple of things I really want to get to about. What have you seen in terms of the changing face of the consumer, or have you? I mean, Mrs. Green's World is 10 years old, and I'm very encouraged in my my world of Mrs. Green to see more and more mainstream consumers caring deeply about climate change, about the planet, about things like chemicals and toxins in the home. What's been your observation? Because you're out there all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, one of the things really, really encourage people to do. Netflix is streaming a documentary called The Human Experiment. It's all about the power of the American Chemical Council. It's all about the fact that they're allowed to do all this craziness to us. There are no laws on the books that protect people from the chemicals that are unknown. There are something insane like 80,000 chemicals out there. 8,000 have been checked. That's pretty sad.
I know.
And we have an administration right now, a little politics thrown at you, that could care less. It's all about business. You really have to be alert. You really have to read labels. Now, tying back to your question, people are doing that. When you go into a store like Sprouts or Whole Foods or Nature's Market, look at all those products there. You're not going to find heavy-duty chemicals like you're going to find in Clorox.
It's so encouraging. Yes, so encouraging.
And people are recognizing that there's a cost associated with that. It costs a little more. Yeah, you're buying better ingredients. We buy top of the line. We have food-grade salt. We have food-grade olive oil. We buy from a commercial baking company. I mean, come on. Do you want it to be good? If you want it to be good, it's going to cost you a little more.
So
if you're buying it by price, good luck.
That's a perfect segue, because part of what my issue is in the whole arena of climate change and on, the social justice, the climate refugees. Talk about pricing, because the stores that we mentioned, and I think about like when we go to Taos, there's a market named SIDS, and the consumer there, it depends. I see two. One is people of means that don't really have to worry about how much their cleaning products cost. And then there are people that are making a conscious choice, buying less because what they want to buy is quality. How does the price compare? I mean, is it affordable for the average working person to get the Truce products?
I would argue that yes, it is. It may cost you more to purchase it, but you know what? It's going to last longer because it works, and you don't have to use as much of it. And we've noticed that. All of our customers comment on the same thing. I've had this bottle for like 3 months, and it's still going strong. Yeah, because it works.
And Diane, and how about this newsflash, everybody? How much does it cost if your kid gets sick, or if you get sick, or if you get upper respiratory disease, or your child gets asthma? That's why it's like, think about the long term and investing in your home. It's like, come on, people, truce. The truce shall set us free. I sound like I'm a zealot for your products, and I want everybody.
Are you ready for the truce? Are you ready to commit to yourself? Are you ready to commit to what you have to do to make a change? And I think we all want to change.
Yeah, I love that.
We all want a healthier world.
I think so. Unfortunately, I think there are a lot of consumers that are still asleep, and that's the ones we're trying to get to. I wish that were true, but we're working on that. Between you and I and a bunch of other people in our world, it is. But I think about that movie, Can You Handle the Truce? And I hope everybody can. Let's not go off on that, because I want to talk about your products are in, you talked about, they're at Whole Foods, they're at Sprouts. They're at, which are available in bigger cities. What about people that live in the rural areas? And we have like 2 minutes left, so I want to make sure you get that in. How do people in the middle of Podunk, Idaho, get them?
The whole shopping canvas is changing. A lot of stores are closing because people are shopping online. We are online. You can get us on Amazon. You can get us on Jet.com. You can get us on Thrivemarket.com.
Okay, Thrive.
Thrivemarket.com is really cool. I love them. They carry the most unusual and wonderful assortment of products. But we're available online. That's where, you know, Amazon Prime, you
live.
Can get us overnight.
Yeah, that's where people live. It's true.
Yeah.
And I know that if you live in a city, go to, you know, maybe the food co-op will be handling them. You know, carrying it. Go to Whole Foods. Go to your local markets if you can. But if not, go to Amazon. 1 minute, everybody hears how to find out. TruceClean.com. Follow them on Facebook at TruceClean. And trust me, you will write and thank me. And we'll have Diane back. I'm a believer. Coming up for June 13th, Doug Lapp and Valentina Shoddy, I think it's called. It Takes a Village, an organization I love. And 10,000 Villages is the guest. June 15th, Christina Palsgrove, City of Tucson, to discuss neighborhood recycling centers. Diane, thanks for showing up in my world and for what you're doing for all of us to make the world a cleaner, healthier place.
It is a delight to know you, my friend. It is a delight. Thank you.
Same here. See you very soon. Make it a great, green, healthy week, everybody.